This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. We can start taking stock of the holidays' economic health for consumers, retailers, and their employees. The National Retail Federation and MasterCard predict sales were up between 3 and 4% compared to last year. But it appears that holiday hiring was not that strong, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Bella's Italian Bakery and Market sits at a busy intersection in Portland, Oregon. It smells of fresh baked focaccia and exotic spices and always seems to be busy. Owner Michelle Vernier usually plans holiday staffing based on the previous year's sales, but
it's been a little bit difficult with the pandemic because every year has sort of been a new year. We were able to sort of add on 10%, which, you know, we hope to grow our sales from last year, and then look at what our current staffing situation is and try and fill in the blanks.
With the economy in flux, a lot of retailers have been in guessing mode, says Andy Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. The firm reports seasonal retail hiring was flat through November compared to last year, while transportation and warehousing, mostly for e-commerce, fell about 20%. Challenger says after scrambling to meet surging consumer demand during the pandemic, employers are innovating.
We heard lots of retailers, warehouse and trucking companies talking about the struggle to hire enough people because of the labor shortage caused them to invest in more automated technologies.
But to recruit live humans, employers have still needed to up their game. According to payroll processor ADP, entry-level wages in retail have increased by 30% since before the pandemic to $15 an hour on average. In addition to raising wages, some retailers have been trying to improve working conditions for new hires, says Chris Todd at payroll and HR firm UKG, which is a marketplace underwriter.
Being thoughtful about which shifts employees work, making sure the employee doesn't have to close one night and open the next morning, making sure they have a break if they've had to deal with some particularly challenging customers.
For seasonal hiring, firm size matters as well. ADP's lead data scientist, Liv Wong, says this fall, retailers with 1 to 19 employees hired fewer new workers. Those with 500 or more employees hired more.
The large employer will be less prone to economic fluctuation. Smaller employers will be more prone to change in the labor market.
Back at Bella's Italian Bakery, owner Michelle Vernier says in addition to her 7 current employees, the only new hire she made for the holidays this year was her 15-year-old son.
We had everybody in place. A couple people were not up to full time and wanted the extra hours for the holidays.
How's your son as an employee?
He's pretty good. Yeah, I'm definitely harder on him than I am on anybody else.
Spoken like a true entrepreneurial mother. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.